Sunday Class Dance 75 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday, 31st of July, 2022. Hello again, and today is all about the letter F. For no better reason than I decided to include the fireworks reel this week, and that set me off. Actually, whittling my choices down to 12 dances left at least 7 from my original shortlist, which could begin another whole programme. So don't be surprised if some you think of are not here today. We will begin with Jean Atwood's dance, The Falls of Rogie. She's a nice steady reel, with this great recording from Marian Anderson and her band on Dancer's Choice 1.
Thank you.
of Rogie was published in the Alexander Dances Book 1, and the lead tune is The Breakdown. Marion followed this with The Moving Cloud by Willie McGuire, The High Drive by Gordon Duncan, and The Beamish Hornpipe by Terry Tully. Straight to our first Strass Bay, The Flower of the Quern by John Drury, published in his Canadian book in 1977 and inscribed for Alistair Reid of Muckle's Castle near Stonehaven. The name tune is by James Scott Skinner. Although the dance requires threes and fours to start on opposite sides, this recording does not have two chords. John Drury was undecided about the need for two chords, so sometimes he specified it, but other times he preferred not. So get yourself to the correct starting position and enjoy this classic Drury Strass Bay. Probably my all-time favourite Strathspey, The Flower of the Quern, played by Gordon Shand and his band. And the other tunes were Les Trois Grandes Luthières and Saronna, also by James Scott Skinner. And then The Faraway Grandchild by David Dagger Gordon. My new grandson, Jesse Dillon, is not so far away, and I'll see him this week. Now let's play Trains with Fergus McIver, which seems more often called Waverley. If this was one of those word games, then I would have chosen Fugle Fergus and scored for two Fs, but I dislike fugues. And anyway, Fergus McIver takes me back to my early children's classes, and the reminder that the first time I went to Scotland, must be 50 years ago, it was a train trip to go to the tattoo, and we left Waverley Station afterwards at 12:30, arriving back in Crewe at 6:30 on the Sunday morning. Neil Barron and his band recorded for RSCDS Book 15 CD in 2005. string of tunes there from Neil Barron for Fergus McIver. The Lawland Lads Think They Are Fine. Leslie and Bruce McLaren. Peter Ray's Jig. Davies Bray. Bobby Graham Esquire. The Sly Old Fox. And Miss Katrina Margaret Douglas. Now I'll slip in a three-couple strathspey devised by Anna Holden in 1989 and published in the Birmingham Diamond Jubilee book in 2006, for which George Meikle and the Lothian Band recorded the CD. In the dance, one set, cast, danced down between threes and cast up to second place. All three couples salamand. Then all advance, retire, cross and circle halfway to 2-1-3. Ones and threes, three-quarter turn to centre line, half reel of four, three-quarter turn to progressed place. Johnston wrote the name tune for Firth of Clyde. And then we heard Lady Madelina Sinclair by William Marshall and the traditional Captain Campbell. Now the dance which sparked this programme, The Fireworks Reel by Anselm Lingnow, published by the RSCDS in Book 48. I was reminded of this dance last Thursday at a tartan dance in the Pitfield Pump Room in Cheltenham. And as I wasn't dancing, I could take more notice of the music. Though it was a real pleasure to be there, with eight sets on the floor in that magnificent setting, and meet up with so many friends. I noticed that Anselm says the dance was written for the track The Magic of Merrill by Reel of Seven, and he considers the RSCDS recording pretty dull by comparison. Well, certainly slower, as are all the tracks on Book 48 CD, which was nothing to do with Susan McFadgen as bandleader, but I like this set of tunes. Sometime I'll listen to Anselm's recommendation and maybe play it for you. But today, enjoy Susan, Willie Scott, Shona McFadgen, Stuart Cameron, Nicky McMeekin and Suzanne Croy with The Fireworks Reel. Four traditional tunes for the fireworks reel: Return from India, Deal Stick the Minister, Bonnie Isle of Walsay, and Sleep Soon in the Morning from Susan McFadgin and her band. That was book 48. And now a dance from the following book from South Africa, The First Rain of Spring, a three-couple jig in a three-couple set. This dance has a half-Celtic reel to effect the progression between ones and threes. It is very steady. I remember teaching a whole class based on the Celtic reel when this dance came out, and the last dance was going to be a treat to show how much they'd learned. Before that point, I nearly abandoned the whole thing as it really wasn't going well, but in the end felt I should just carry on. The last celebratory dance was the square set 40-bar reel, Bristol's Welcome by Jill Jennings, which has a full double Celtic reel as the central figure. It went like a dream. How come, after all the previous falterings? Well, in a double Celtic reel, there is nowhere to go wrong to, because someone else is in the other positions at all times. Be prepared in the first rain of spring to have to concentrate, and even if you know it, there seem to be plenty of other dancers who don't get that timing right. Strasbourg is one of mine, and I'll dedicate it today to Fiona Grant, another F, who was lucky enough to be on the staff at Pinewoods this year. I wrote Fiddling in the Pinewoods after my two trips to Pinewoods in July 2014 and 2016, and dedicated the dance to Barbara McCohen and all the superb musicians I met there. The dance finishes with the Z progression, which I invented, and the lead tune is Barbara McCohen's Strasbourg by Muriel Johnston. It is included on Scotch Mist's second CD, Around the World. Thank you. Baird Brown, who I also met at Pinewoods, played Barbara McCowan Strathspey by Muriel Johnston, Steph Strathspey, his own composition, The Armadillo by Fred Moyes, and Charlotte Victoria of River Philip by Donnie Wood, the pianist in the band, for my dance Fiddling in the Pinewoods. Staying in the US, a six-couple reel now. Fire in the Rye by Elizabeth Weiss Ozerak. This dance is based on a three-couple dance, danced end-to-end, with the final progression taking place in the last eight bars. The only recording really makes the dance. The Music Makers, who are the dance deviser and her husband, on their Jig for Joy CD. A traditional reel for Fire in the Rye, then Reel de Mon Voisin by Paul Cormier, Red Haired Boy, Jerusalem Ridge by Bill Munro, Fire in the Rye, and Stefan's Folly, both by Fred Mamula. Now more fun with the five-couple canon Farewell to Balfour Road by Andrew Buxton, and published by the RSCDS in Book 52. Remember, in this dance, the eight-bar sequences are circle or reel, and then set and move twice. Another great recording from Jim Lindsay and his band. tunes for Farewell to Balfour Road were Miss Ogilvy of Is the Manx Jig, Billy Ford's Bike, and Kathleen's Jig, those last two both by Willie Laurie. Our Last Strass Bay is also an RSCDS adopted dance and comes with a shout out to the deviser Ruth Taylor in Ontario, a staggering stalwart who hopefully will be listening in this week. Her three couple Strass Bay, The Flower of Glasgow, is in Book 46. The dance includes a circulating allemande as well as a diamond poussette. Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band recorded the CD. Minister O'Burs was the lead tune for The Flower of Glasgow, and this was followed by Sir James G. Baird, Bart, by Robert McIntosh, and the Bobby Harvey Strass Bay by Angus Fitchett. Our penultimate dance is the officially four-couple jig, Full Circle, which actually only has three dancing couples, and where, if they didn't cast from second place to the bottom in the last four bars, one could easily finish in second place and dance again for eight times through. However, it is as Roy Goldring devised it, and the music is great, so let's enjoy Full Circle, played by Ian Robertson and Muriel Johnston on the CD of the same name, which accompanies the reissued book A Reel for Alice. Thank you. Ian Robertson and Muriel Johnston played Jig for Archie, The Bag of Plums, Auntie's Jig, and The Parting Shot for Full Circle. Now, if this was one of those word games, I'd score double for this last dance, Festival Fling, double F. I played this not many weeks ago, but I love it, and Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band play some great tunes on the RSCDS Book 44 recording. The lead tune for Festival Fling is Ian Holmes's Castle Dykes Reel. What to play out with? Well, we could have a foxtrot, but I felt like a waltz. So here, with another double F, is Fjord Fiesta by James Coutts and his band from his CD Not Before Time. I hope you've had fun with this fiesta of F dances. Thanks to all at Radio GH and you all for tuning in. Next week will be August. What will that programme bring? Tune in to find out. Bye!